previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
So we went to the biker bar. My favorite thing was the waitress came over, kind of, you know, nice, you know, kind of tatted up.
Yeah.
She's had a few TKOs, let's just say that.
Sure.
In life. And she's very friendly. How are you? Can I get for you? I go, yeah. Sure. And she must have like her 16-year-old daughter sitting at the bar waiting for her to get off her shift or something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And all I heard was I saw them arguing. And then I saw the mom say, "Your data plan is my data plan. So your data problem is my data problem." Yeah. 1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to the left, twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
How's everybody?
Your data plan is my data plan.
Data plan is my data plan.
Everybody having a good data week?
Oh, yeah.
So far, so good, yeah.
I guess that's a fair question to ask in this century. How's your data?
Hey, how's your data doing?
How's your wife? How's your kid? How's your data?
Is your data safe?
Take care of your data.
Absolutely. Don't manage your data.
Who manages your data?
Right. I'm a data manager.
That's a thing.
Financial data manager.
Probably makes $300,000 a year.
It's the future of life insurance salesman. Data manager.
Leave all your data with me. I'll keep it safe.
Hey, this is Rich from Morgan Stanley Data Management. How are you this afternoon, Joe?
Yeah.
Just wondering how your data's going. I can move some pieces of your data, some of your life over here.
I got 90,000 of your emails. If you want, I can put them in a different file.
I can take every Facebook like you've ever had and put it into an annuity, if that's what you're interested on this data plan.
Facebook lost a quarter of its value today.
A quarter?
$157 billion.
Why? Some announcement. Something happened.
They didn't meet their next quarter's projected earnings, so people are getting scared of Facebook.
Oh, so people were selling their stock off.
Like crazy.
All right. Mm. Poor Facebook.
Poor Zuckerberg.
Poor Zuckerberg. His data was all mismanaged. It was the downfall of him, truthfully.
Little Zuckerberg.
He was, you know, the Vanderbilt of his generation, and it all came crashing down because of a J.P. Morgan data management guy that he trusted with his dough.
Did we ever come up with a name for the data woman last week?
What data? Oh,
the
woman in the biker
bar. The waitress, yeah.
Let's call her Lydia.
Lydia? There's a woman, a heavyset woman named Lydia that makes pasta sauce that my wife likes to buy. You ever have Lydia's sauce?
I have
not. Never. Wow.
There's a free plug, Lydia.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good sauce?
It's pretty good sauce, yeah. Lydia's.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Zuckerberg loves his Lydia's marinara.
He's got an entire room filled with it.
He does. When they want to have spaghetti in their household, he turns to his lovely Asian bride.
His robot butler.
You will be returning to Wisconsin this weekend to visit your daughter who's been at camp.
Yeah.
And this is like a parents' weekend visit. Will you visit that biker bar and see the data plan woman?
So change of plans. I'm not going anymore.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. My
change of data plans.
My data got switched. How come you're late for work? Did you get your data get switched again?
I got data problems.
I don't know why that guy's Southern. He was like a soft Southern boss. How come you're late for work? Did you mismanage your data today?
Real nice guy.
Right. Back on the tractor, please, Earl.
Loves the Braves.
The Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
You know who else loves the Atlanta Braves?
Who's that?
Lydia and Mark Zuckerberg. And his robot, Gino.
Gino!
Yeah.
Gino, go give me some sauce.
Gino, what's your dinner?
Gino, I need 2 jugs of Lydia's, please.
Your data problem is not my data problem.
Hey, Zuckerberg, our data plans are incompatible.
Holy Lord, has this show gone right on bottle rocket, right out of the gate nuts?
Let's go from tech talk down to camp talk now, where there's no tech allowed.
No, okay. No tech at camp. No data there.
Leave your data in the city, you jerks.
Interestingly enough, a lot of the Silicon Valley guru tech entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I'm a guru tech entrepreneur.
Okay.
They are against... They're against data. They're against, you know, everything they've built, they're against. It's like the guy who built the machine, and he's like, I can't. I mean, I built it, but I'm never going to let my kids play with that.
Yeah, right.
You know, so they preach against no screens.
They're con artists.
they're con artists.
Are you saying that some of their children attend this camp? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably. There's probably some at this at the camp that my daughter's attending, but they're all doing it, you know? Tech camp. Tech camp is a camp for adults to get away from their phones. It's a, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be like a resort. Like,
wouldn't that be no tech camp?
It's going, you know, you're going to go to Cancun Unplugged. Brought to you by Facebook. Yeah, you know?
Someone mugs you, you got no one to call.
No. Unfortunately. Just like the old days.
Right. Every man for himself.
Yeah.
We're going to call this every man for himself camp.
Anyway, I'm not going down to the camp where my daughter is for the month because my sister-in-law is flying in from Boston to drive up there and surprise her.
That's fantastic.
Oh, how nice of her.
It's really nice.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlotte's going to be thrilled about that. I do miss her, though.
Yeah.
Intensely, truthfully, you know. Yeah. It's quiet around the house without the old shower party around.
Yeah, but it's very quiet.
It's real quiet. But Mike, my other guy, is, you know, he's
picking up the slack, I'm sure.
A little bit, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know,
he's got the stage to himself now.
He does, but he got lonely the other day and he was wondering where Charlotte. He goes, "Hey, where's Charlotte?" He goes, "She's at camp." And he goes, "Oh yeah, yeah." Like, I had to remind him. He has no friend. It's what a beautiful thing to be. Can I be four again?
You can't,
man. Because I'll tell you. No sense of time.
When you're 84, really, you're kind of like,
you
know, four.
You don't have much sense of time. He goes, "Is it my birthday?" I go, "No, it's 2 months from now." And he just looked at me and went, What's 2 months from now? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what?
What a beautiful way to live. He was like, I was like, when the sun hits over here and it starts getting dark and there's snow on the ground, your birthday's coming soon.
When you're 84, someone will be talking to you like that.
And you know what? We do. Yeah. They say, Mark Zuckerberg's butler, Gino, told me this. He said, as people get older, they regress and become more childlike and baby-like.
Really?
Gino, yeah. Gino 2000
told
you that?
That's an incredible theory, Gino.
Gino's been, he was Ben Franklin's robot. He's in a very old robot.
Ben Franklin's butler.
It's, well, if you're a member of the Illuminati, you get to have Gino for a couple of years. He's like an alien spaceship that was built thousands of years ago that the very wealthy pass around. They go, you know, we do have...
Where is Gino?
Right.
That's Mick Jagger. It's my turn. Where is he?
Is this Lorne Michaels? Can I have Gino, please? You've had it for like 6 months.
Is this Zuckerberg? Have you seen Gino?
I know you borrowed him from Zuckerberg.
Someone's got to cut my lawn.
Zuckerberg borrowed it from Trump.
No, Gino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gino the robot. Robots are, we talk about robots on this program extensively. They are.
There's going to be three robots in here doing our jobs in about 5 years.
Well, you're not far off, Clay. They would learn, artificial intelligence is so sophisticated that it would learn our voice patterns, our tendencies, what we have. And this is a very, very hard show to predict. This is just to show you how important AI is.
Boom!
Yeah.
Big data sets to analyze, all right? Because this show goes up and down. We don't know what's happening.
There's no wavelength.
There's no...
No, it's like an earthquake.
Right, it just happens.
It's Richter.
This show's Richter?
It's Richter-fied.
You mean like on the Richter scale?
Correct.
Okay. I thought you were referring to Andy Richter for a minute.
No. Pride of Yorkville.
What does Richter-fied mean? We got to look that up.
Off the Richter scale.
Off the Richter scale? Bill, this might be a point where you can read from the internet.
There's no such word as rectified. Just made it up.
I don't know if there is. Rectified?
It's got some guy named Rick's license plate.
Rick-tified.
F-Y-D.
R-I-C-K-T-I-F-I-D.
Oh, how many spots do you think you get? You're already over Rick-tified. The limit.
You guys, I'm...
Rick, listen. R-I-C-2-F-Y-D. Rick-tified.
Richter-fied.
And what does that mean?
Off the Richter.
It's a metric, sir.
It's a tremor. It's a super tremor.
Right. That's what you get. The guy in the Ford,
Ford Explorer.
No, it's a Ford Ranger or something like that. I go, "Hey, Richter-fied. What's that mean?" He looks, rolls the window down with a big dip in his mouth, and he goes, "It's a metric, you bonehead. Don't you know nothing about robots or data sets?"
Well, there's rectify, but I'm not seeing anything for rectified.
Yeah, then I invented a word.
What is the word? But what does Richter scale mean?
The Richter scale is a device used for measuring the magnitude of earthquakes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what?
The Richter scale is a numerical scale for expressing the magnitude of an earthquake on the basis of seismograph oscillations. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Whoops. More destructive earthquakes typically have magnitudes between 5.5 and 8.9.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the origin? Where did it come from, Bill?
Dr. Richter, I'm sure.
I'm not seeing an origin.
Eric Richter.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric Richter, founder of the Richter scale, is here today, joining Mr. Zuckerberg and Lydia and Gino for this panel discussion. It's also presented, this tech moment in Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour is presented by the greatest sauce. We said Lydia's was good.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to have real smart food. Thoughts yeah. every morning, wake up and have a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
You must.
No.
I tell you, it's the greatest in the land. And this show is presented by it. More after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Call Bob Flood. They are the best in the waste game. Flood Brothers
yes,
Disposal.
That's correct.
The yep. best. If you have waste issues, and maybe soon Flood Brothers get into data waste, right?
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm going to call Bob Flood and ask him about that. I'm going to go, hey, Bobby, you got to get on this data destruction.
When
business.
I hit the garbage can icon on my computer, where does that garbage go?
Right.
I want to know.
I want to know where my cloud garbage goes.
I really do.
Where's my cloud garbage going?
Data garbage might be a violent thing. Like if
That's
you,
also a great band name.
Data garbage. It is a great band name. Hey, Data Garbage is playing tonight at the Vic at like 10.
synth metal.
No, like data. Like, you remember how they had that? Well, I guess Dave Chappelle did it on his big skit when he had where he was trapped in the internet.
Yeah.
But like, you could do a whole thing. Like, can you imagine sorting through data garbage? Like the amount of filth you would find.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's all filth. Hence the term waste. It's waste. It's garbage. Yeah. It's data garbage.
Spam.
It's all the reflection of all the bad stuff that we have that exists in our society. Typically, you would look at like a piece of, you know, an eaten chicken bone or something like that, and you go, yeah.
Right.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's data. Yeah. But data garbage is a reflection of that chicken bone. It's very
It's deep.
It's This is. Are you following me, Ogre? Are you with me yet? This
hey,
is
Zuckerberg, like, what? Who's going through my like data
scene,
garbage?
This is like we're recapturing the scene in Nerds where they're all sitting around the campfire.
That's right.
What if dog really spelled cat?
You know what? People are so paranoid these days. You could be like, you scare people into being like, someone's going through your garbage emails, getting data.
Yeah, these are normal human fears that people are having today.
Yes.
I'm starting to have them because you give them to yourself.
You're letting tech run you into fear?
Sometimes, I don't know. Maybe we're all like, I think it was because I was watching a video. You know, I went down like a TED Talk wormhole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy, and I should, maybe I'll be able to pull it up on the next break. But
went down a talk hole.
Well, he gave a very convincing argument about why we should be terrified of artificial intelligence as human beings.
Yeah.
This is something that's debated on and off, but not now. There's conspiracy theorists that are, you know, pretty much saying, or is it a conspiracy? Or are they being muffed by the media? Like the media doesn't want people to know about AI because there's money in AI behind the big companies that run a lot of this stuff, you know?
Sure.
Elon Musk is somebody who also has warned against AI. Thank you, Mike. Mike is back this week. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. We're so happy to have him back. We missed him for 1 week.
Oh! Something about having Mike in the room just like it makes this us. It makes this show that has no agenda come to life. And you know, we're talking data sets all of a sudden. I don't know what it is, but
we're talking conspiracies.
We're talking conspiracies and data sets.
So yeah, eventually the all the missile launchers will malfunction and they'll just start launching missiles at people, and that's how artificial intelligence.
Yeah. What's that, Clay? Ooh.
Oh yeah.
X-Files.
Watch your data. Aliens got your data. Call me. Give me $50,000. I'll get it back.
Aliens have your data. Cue the X-Files clip.
I didn't know that the X-Files police officer was like all of a sudden a Southern guy. He's of every show.
That was my Alex Jones impression.
Yeah.
Bill thought I was a Southern truck driver.
Well,
Close enough.
He was.
I'm talking about my impression.
I'm taking your data. The aliens are coming to get our data, and I'm going to save it.
Bill's commenting on my performance, not yours.
Yeah.
So. Dang it. See, we're even lost in our own show.
Listen,
right now.
Let's get out of data world. It's drowning us.
What I was saying is, I've talked about this earlier on the program. At one point during this man's his TED talk, who was TED? What is TED? What does TED stand for? Look that up. That's an acronym for something. It's not just a guy named TED who went, "I'm TED, and we're gonna talk with some of the brightest minds in the world, conspiracy theorists."
He's just Ted's is the guy who rented the space to put it on.
He what?
He just rented the room for them to talk.
I'm Ted. I rented the room for everybody to talk. Put some cameras out. Boom. I said that these people were smart. People believed it.
I made all these banners. They said TED Talk on them.
One of the arguments that this gentleman during his TED Talk gave was convincing because he happened to pull up. Remember when I talked about that robot dog a few episodes back?
Yeah. That they could have a tug of war with?
Yeah. You can have it like a. Yeah. You can pet it and you can say to the robot, you go, paw, paw.
Bark. Bark.
Right. And then you go, kill! And it kills something.
Yeah, right. Why?
With a .45 on top of it.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened, Clay. Because the guy all of a sudden, he goes, look at this. And he pulled that thing up.
No, he didn't.
He did. And he's like, this is owned by the Department of Defense. And it is. And it was made by like Google and somebody like another huge corporation. Like it was made in Silicon Valley. But the Department of Defense acquired this thing to be a killing machine.
Well, there's a thing called TED Conferences, LLC. It's a media organization that posts talks online for free distribution under the slogan, Ideas Worth Spreading. It was founded in 1984. There's another one, whom do we look to solve our collective social problems? It's no longer TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Who is TED, though?
I don't know. It's not getting to the nitty gritty of
at the last Ted Danson
could be at the last startup.
Oh, here it is. Technology, entertainment, and design.
Perfect. That makes it. See, I knew it was an angle. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Technology, entertainment, design. We're gonna call it TED.
We'll use the first letter of each word.
Pretty good, huh?
Now someone call Kinko's and get these signs made.
Mr. Jagger, can you please call Lorne Michaels and ask him for Gino, the robot butler back?
Hello, Lorne.
That the Illuminati has possessed for the last 100 years?
Lorne, Gino smashed your car. We're very sorry.
Conspiracy theorists are, I guess, I suppose they would be, but some of their, it's backed up by fact, a lot of it, right? Or it's a lot of these TED Talks, everything is presented as fact.
Correct.
Right. Which means that it's entertainment.
Right.
Right? Like, it's
the illusion.
Is it
of
the
fact.
Truth? Like, is it, or is it an objective thought?
Is there UFOs or isn't there? It's that old argument. It's just theory based in some fact, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
which is statistical.
Well, you're talking about the guy had another point where he was talking about drones.
Aye.
Where he goes, because he's talking about robots and things again. And he goes, there are drones that the United States Department of Defense has that can't be seen. They have a science using our, you know, AI or whatever, that they completely stay underneath clouds and they can land themselves on, you know, a ship in the sea with better accuracy than any human being could ever do it. And they're surveying and, you know,
spying on people. They're looking at me watering my grass in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And this guy said, and that's why everyone thinks they're seeing aliens. They're just actually seeing these things.
Government drones.
They're seeing mistakes. They're seeing government drones being, you know, oops, someone happened, you know.
What does Doug think about all of this?
Doug is the brother of the guy who invented the TED Talk,
no,
right?
No, Doug's the White House alien.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's known about it for 100. He also knew Gino the robot. They were at...
They were college roommates.
They were college roommates. Doug the White House alien and Gino the butler. Ben Franklin's tech butler or his robot butler.
So is Gino any relation to Robot Mom?
No.
No.
Gino's
totally different.
Gino's an acronym and has to stand for something, you know, like
government issued Nero operator.
Government entertainment.
Government issued nuclear operator.
Yeah, Gino. Government issued nuclear operator. Issued.
Oh, yeah, you could do it if you're doing Gino with an I.
Yeah. Gino. It's Italian.
He's
yeah.
an Italian robot.
Gino!
Oh!
Oh, Gino, don't blow up the earth. Thank you.
Oh, government issued.
Speaking about politics and government, I'm running for mayor.
Really?
Yes.
You're announcing today.
Yes, I'm running for mayor.
Just had enough. Had enough of it, huh?
That's a good... you might get votes with that.
Would you get another parking ticket or something?
No, but this is kind of... Here's my three things I'm going to do as soon as I take office. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking out all speed bumps.
I hate them.
Oh, gone. That's one thing. I can't think of the other.
That's pretty good.
It's awful, though, when you're like in a hurry in Chicago and you're not trying to speed or anything, but boy, will those tear your car apart.
There also will be a minimum 5 rock stations on the radio, FM radio. No less than 5 rock music stations.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
You're bringing it all back to rock.
All back to rock.
Let's think about that from a programming element right now.
They'll compete for glory.
Supremacy.
And they're all owned by the same...
No, different.
Group. No, all different groups.
Yeah, compete. Compete for the advertising dollars. Play the best music you can.
They've been saying that for years.
Rock Wars, I'm calling it.
Rock
Wars? I was living in Chicago during the Rock Wars of 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, so those two things.
Because so many people are listening to the radio still.
I am.
I know.
A lot.
Good.
And it's between, you know, nothing and nothing.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand that.
Besides this fine program, which I listen to on podcast, the sure. Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah, you can listen to it on air. It's on. We're on
Saturday night.
That's right.
I do listen to it every week, 12:40 a.m.
You get the signal is good for you.
It's good, real close.
The signal is strong on the Hooli show. It's good.
But. When you go to the FM dial and you want to hear some sweet Skid Row or something, you can't be found.
It's always coming back to Skid Row.
But you're right, though. You can't find tunes like that.
You can't find even, like, Rolling Stones songs.
Yes and no.
It's 94.7, which is, like, Elton John, Queen, along those lines, Joel, those guys.
Right.
And then you got 97.1, which
is, little Mellencamp,
like,
in there,
you
right?
know, kind of Boston-y and that, like, realm. And it's like, come on! I want to hear
Rat.
Jimi Hendrix or something. Led Zeppelin. Let's go.
You are definitely a painter, Clay. It's coming out of you. There's not any painters that are sitting. Well, I suppose that's
I'm going to start buying CDs.
Do you know? I'm going to start buying CDs again. I'm so mad at this radio. I'm going back to CDs.
Ridiculous, man. I got hundreds of
CDs. Have you been in anybody's car?
I just put my CDs back.
Has anybody
on.
Been into anyone's car lately where they like looked on the ground, somebody had a CD book,
busted out a CD from their visor?
Okay.
We don't have
no, like someone's like, "Hey, can you reach back underneath the seat and pull out that CD book?"
I
remember
actually,
how everyone had those in their
I
car?
Have one CD in my car, which is Use Your Illusion 2.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's the only one I got. And then I got like DVDs for my kids. I got the
oh, you have the screen?
I
you're one of those guys?
Thing,
put
yeah.
the movie on for the kids while we drive to Idaho.
It's great.
Whatever.
I don't think I've actually put a CD in my car since I bought it.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
And it's weird to think about that because, I mean, I remember 10 years ago, I just having like
you
a
were
stack.
Surrounded by you had yeah. CDs all over you.
Just CDs all over the car. Scratches all over them.
It didn't
like,
work a lick.
Ejecting them, throwing, you know, like. I was mean to my CDs. I wasn't
so
like.
Was I.
I wasn't like a person that was like.
No,
you know, like,
yeah.
Mine were just in a big stack.
Yep.
Some of them had they were like stuck together. They had
a huge scratch.
Yeah,
like, you gotta skip song. You gotta get the like it won't
it's
play
like,
that tune.
Oh man,
I suppose you're right. That does say a lot about a person, doesn't it? Like you know, that's a good job interview question. Now, do you remember CDs?
How many CDs do you have in your car right now?
Gino, can you get us another water for the interviewee, please? Do you remember CDs?
No, a good interview question is how many CDs do you have in your car and what are they?
Right.
Because then you know how sentimental people really are.
I feel bad for the guys that had like the CD collection.
What's the circumference of a CD? How round and big is it and how many of them can you fit in your car? Your car is so many feet, but you'd be like,
What job are you interviewing for? Harvard mathematician?
Well, you're a data management specialist.
How many CDs can you fit data on? That's a fine question.
You know what song was I? See, we went data. It's becoming the theme of the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was last
data,
week, too.
Hard data.
I hate data.
I don't like data. I did all my science experiments with no data.
I'm anti-data.
I don't want to hear the data. I just want to hear the facts. Boy, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
You know what song was playing on what? My way? Because I always do you remember the last song whenever you get out of the radio for some reason? Like for
whenever
me,
you get out of the car?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whenever
time,
you get out of the radio.
Depends. Depends.
It's every time I get out of my car, that song will stick with me.
Which one is it?
For 45 to an hour, just in the back of my brain.
Come on,
I have the same
suspense.
Thing.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. I'm gonna make you feel like you're the only girl in the world.
Oh,
you
wow.
know
what? But see, what's the like,
you're
you
the only girl in the world.
Yeah, no, like a club.
I
like,
thought
it's
you were
a club
gonna
jam.
Say like, here I go again on my own.
No. I'm gonna make you feel like you're the only girl in the
hold
world.
Hold on. See, this is what I'm saying. What station are you listening to?
I don't remember.
Well, not
because I was clicking around. And
right.
So,
I could
can't
you,
find a rock station.
I could tell you what I heard.
What?
I wanna lick you up and down.
No, that's a good song. That's Silk.
I wanna get freaky with you.
That's Freak Me by Silk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
It has some amazing singing.
With your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a jam right
that
there.
That video is pretty amazing.
That Irish-American artist, Silk.
Yeah.
And I may lick you up and down.
Yeah.
Till you say he stop.
Yep.
Someone in
that's
Ireland.
That's a Duffy's jam.
Someone has been singing that in Ireland for years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Thousands of people.
Beautiful.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
You know whose favorite song it is, ironically?
Half of Ireland
singing Gino. He sings it
Gino,
to
Gino, yeah, he's a big
he
Silk
sings
fan.
It to Mark Zuckerberg all the time. He goes, I want to lick you up and down. Till you say stop.
Ed Zuckerberg's request. Yeah, Conor McGregor and Gino listened to that on a yacht once. And Gino's been singing it ever since. Conor's in the group.
I got to find out who sings that. I'm going to make you feel like you're the only girl in
it's
the
like
world.
It's like Nelly Furtado or
no.
something.
No.
How about that what's her name? The girl who just had the overdose issue?
Who?
Demi Lovato?
Oh, I didn't read anything about it. I like Demi Lovato, though.
You like her a lot.
I do.
You've talked about Demi
Lovato.
We actually talked about her man hands.
Are you speaking of Demi Lovato?
Yes. She performed before the Conor McGregor fight against Mayweather, and that's when we were kind of digging into her a little bit.
Eating. I didn't watch it.
What
well, I wish
her
all the best. She had a little incident. She got a little too...
little hot wild?
Involved with some bad stuff. So she'll make a bounce back, I'm sure.
Yeah, it happens to
we're
a lot of
people.
We're
all rooting for you, Dem.
Demi, praying for you.
The Irish American community of Chicago's got your back.
Yeah. It's Rihanna, Pat.
It is Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rihanna.
I'm gonna make you feel
there
like
it is.
I call her Rihanna. Yeah.
Rihanna?
The only girl. Yeah.
Is that Rihanna?
My wife's been listening to a lot of Rihanna.
Your data problem is my data problem. Now get the Rihanna off off the cell phone.
Honey, Cassidy's been up all night playing Rihanna on the phone again, running up the data plan.
That dang Rihanna. That's a real deep south, my guy.
What do we do about it? Her data problem's my data problem. Your problem's her data problem.
Were you gonna? Were you just go trying to play a clip of the Rihanna?
I was thinking about playing a little Rihanna.
We don't need Rihanna around.
Yeah. Rihanna, oh, Hanna, he.
You should release an album as Rihanna, H-A-N-N-A.
Why not?
Rihanna. Rihanna? No, Rihanna.
Only girl, G-U-R-L. Rihanna, only girl.
Rihanna,
it's probably
singer.
A guy named Ray Honey in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Ray Honey.
For our listeners who have gone a little bit lost now, we're alluding to the pop star Rihanna.
Yeah.
Eddie's favorite artist.
Yeah, maybe this week. Sure.
Anyway, we should start a rock station.
What do you want to call it?
Rock.
Just rock. Show's called Rock.
WROC.
Station is called Rock.
WROC. WROC.
You know what I spotted? Like,
WROC Chicago.
Mm,
enter, you know.
We could. You could do
some Van Halen.
Rock t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We need that one tune.
I think we're a little behind on the way the times are, guy, gentlemen. What? What are you thinking about doing when you grow up? I was thinking about starting a rock station. Sir, you're 40. I'm still thinking about doing it.
Rock stations are making a comeback, even though they're getting rid of all of them.
I was talking about... I was listening
What you say in the pitch meeting. You know, rock stations are making a comeback all over this country, even though they're just getting rid of them. But this is the new thing. Get hip to it or don't.
In order to make a comeback, you have to be get rid of.
Ride of?
Someone has to get rid of you in order to make a comeback.
Right. The grass is always greener. We got guys over here starting rock stations, and you don't want to start a rock station because you're hanging out with your Gino bot and your tech buddies, and you're playing Rihanna songs all day. Can we get some talent back in the studio and stir some stuff up in this city of dreams?
Come on. No, there'd be very little DJ, you know.
You're right, though.
No, there's got to be. You got to bring back.
A little bit.
You got to bring back the DJs where the DJs used to, like, talk smack about each other. You know, have fun, ingest with, you know,
yes, but
do
limited,
crazy
limited.
Stuff.
It's all about the music, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's about the listenership.
You get them to listen to the music.
You get them to listen to the music, and then you get them a financial data analyst.
Subscribe to a podcast so they
data
can put
management.
Data plan on their phones.
You offer every listener free data management.
Yeah.
There you go. Right there. And on top of the rock station, we're going to offer every listener free data management. What that means, it doesn't matter, but a lot of people will think it means something, so they'll tune in and think, well, we're rather altruistic in nature.
You know, I want to get a hold of all my data. I want to get a hold of everything that everyone has about me. Is that possible?
Maybe, yeah.
So I'd have to go to, like, the CIA. Like, I need everything everyone's got.
Listen, I have a thing. I haven't done anything wrong, but I'd like all the data that exists about me. Can I have that, please?
I have the right to that, don't I? That's my data. My data plan is not your data plan, Mr. CIA agent.
That's what your slogan is while you're running for president is, you know? My data plan is not your data plan, Mr. President.
Roars from the crowd.
Now take down that wall, Mr. Putin.
Putin.
There is no
wall. You love saying pew. You say
there
Putin.
Is no wall in Russia. Well, there's... plenty of walls in Russia, you know what I mean.
They're cyber walls.
That are cyber walls in Russia.
They're invisible walls. Do not worry about it.
Yeah. What did you ask me?
You love saying
Putin, like church pew.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I just say Putin.
Putin.
You say Putin.
Because they did it, that's how they sing it in that song that we played on the
Putin,
show.
Putin, Putin.
Yeah, where it goes, Vladimir Putin.
yeah, that was terrifying.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
It's fun to say.
He's got a great name, little guy.
He's not little.
He is little.
I was reading that Putin may be the
He's like 5'7".
Is he? Yeah. How big is Putin? Look it up, Bill.
He owns the internet. He's gonna put.
We know that Trump.
To commercial break, I want to know how big Putin is.
Hey, Putin. No, Putin's like somebody hack into internet and put that I am 5'11", please, all over internet.
All over internet.
Yeah.
Putin's 5'7". Who just called that?
Played it. Wow.
Yeah.
How much does he weigh?
160 tops. I can take Putin in 5 minutes.
We got to start feeding him some Lydia's.
Send him a case of Lydia's.
That's what Trump does, because you're looking a little bit light. I have some of this Lydia's.
That's what they talked about for 2 hours.
Right.
Let me just go through some sauces with you.
$170 for the old Vlad Manster.
10 pounds over. Yeah, not bad.
He's arguably, from what some financial data analysts have come up with.
Yes. Data heads?
Some data heads, some financial data heads. I've reported back that he is arguably... could be the richest man in the world.
He is the richest man in the
world.
He has way
more money than Bezos by like 200, like an insane amount.
How much does Bezos have?
I don't know.
How much does Bezos have? 800 billion.
How much does Bezos have?
So that would put Putin in the trillion mark.
Yeah, I don't think he's
that
much.
They say he has 200 billion.
200 billion?
Yeah.
All right, because I don't think Bezos has that much.
But Putin's official salary is $157,000.
Kim Jong's 5'7", too.
Interesting.
I would love to see those two go at it.
How heavy is King? Can't wait, hold on.
Kim Bill Jong almost called him King Jong. How heavy is King Jong?
How heavy is that King Jong?
How heavy is that King Jong?
I think Kim Jong would probably lose pretty quick in a fight versus Putin. He's a smoker. He's out of shape. He's flat-footed.
Is he a smoker? Is he a smoker?
Oh, yeah, heavy smoker.
How many world leaders are still smoking?
He is. Like, there's no tomorrow. Obama smoked.
True, but not in public. And, like, I don't think he was a heavy smoker.
It'd be great to see the news conference and someone's, you know, Trump just lights up a red.
Well.
Excuse me.
It says in September.
He doesn't even say excuse
There's
me.
No real results, but it says in September 2015, the South Korean government commented that Kim appeared to have gained 30 kilograms in body fat over the previous 5 years. Reaching a total estimated weight of 290 pounds for the Kim Jong at 5'7".
See, that's disproportionate.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're scared of this guy?
He's got love handles.
We're scared of this guy?
That's why I was like,
don't worry, you're not very fat. These are just love handles, right? We call those love handles.
We call that baby fat.
We call it love handles.
You'll be fine.
No, send me the data.
Do they have treadmills?
No, send me the data, you promised.
You guys getting treadmills yet? So,
Trump's
yeah.
240.
Yeah, but he's like 6'2".
6'3", 240 for Trump.
He's a big dude.
Trump is that's pretty big.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Hartman.
Our listeners have no idea who Mr. Hartman. Clay throws out one of our friend's dads from childhood. It's like Mr. Hartman big. Yes, he is.
I mean, that's intimidating.
Mr. Hartman, you know what Mr. Hartman looked like? He looked like the doctor in The Fugitive at the end.
Dr. Charles Nichols.
Actually, Tom Murray looks like more like Charles Nichols. But
Tommy Murray, if you're listening, looks like Dr. Charles Nichols.
But anyway, we're equating to someone of that size when Harrison Ford gets in the fight with him at the end in The Fugitive. In the
yeah, Hilton. He doesn't look like Mr. Hartman.
I've never seen that man before in my life.
No,
Dr. Richard Kimball?
Like...
No, his name is Is it maybe Dr. Nichols? Is that
Dr. Charles Nichols. I know
Bill
this
knows.
Well.
Bill's got the script in his car.
I know this movie.
It's Dr. Charles Nichols.
Yes.
Trump, you look like Dr. Charles Nichols from The Fugitive.
The Andy Davis film, The Fugitive, you look like that Dr. Charles Nichols. He was
Trump should lose.
He
should lose 100 pounds. Just be super thin, like Jeremy Irons thin.
What?
Willem Dafoe. Thin.
I want you Jeremy Irons thin, William Dafoe thin. You hear what I'm saying?
That's a guy auditioning to be Trump's trainer.
Right. I'm going to get you Willem Dafoe thin.
You know,
Jeremy
Dafoe.
Irons thin. You hear what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Dan?
Dad, have you ever lifted a weight in your life?
I'm going to get your data sets all tight and in good script.
I'm going to work you out. I'm going to work your data out. You're going to look like Willem Dafoe in 6 months. Disgustingly skinny.
Yeah.
All right.
Start calling you President Elias.
from Platoon.
Yeah. Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, we need to
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after this.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, Or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Oof, there it is.
Gentlemen, keep your hands to yourselves. The girls will be on stage all night. Get yourself a nice one. We got carafes of Red Bull on the table.
There's the ATM.
Yeah. There's an ATM over there. We got Robot Bucks in there.
We got Gino to host.
Gino's hosting.
He'll take care of you. He don't speak too good.
He speaks data. Yeah. He's sick with the data. Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. First up, Destiny.
Right. You know, the irony, that's what... Thank you, Mike. That's...
Hold on, we gotta get to the hook.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh!
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 Look at the moves on this robot!
Look at Rahana!
Oh! Woo! This fancy little robot can play with us all night, you know what I mean?
Man, I love Rahana.
Me too.
Rahana.
Boy, is that nuts. I hope that everybody understands what we were making a joke of there.
Yeah, they
do. For our educated listeners.
They do. They do.
Rihanna. Yeah. How about that?
Give me a turkey on Rihanna. Sounds like a bread.
That song's hotter than a turkey on Rihanna. Holy smokes. I want that played in the club every time I walk in.
That's when you wake up the next morning and you're negative $700 in your bank account.
Right.
You go to the...
I went to the robot bar again. That dang robot bar got me.
Went to Geno's last night.
I'm missing on my data. Looked at my data plan. It's all been wiped out.
Geno's also an exotic club owner.
Yeah, well, someone's going to be, because as AI takes over the world, there's going to be the guy who puts strippers out of business, right?
Let me speak to the owner, and they open the door, it's just a giant, like, mainframe computer. Like, there he is!
Right, that's T25. He's the one who put all the strip clubs out of business. Created artificial intelligent human being prostitutes. Very successful guy.
Yeah.
No diseases.
Yeah. You know? Every man for himself is his model.
Right. Please don't touch the robots. They're very expensive.
Yeah, good stuff.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Like you're the only girl in the world.
That's an odd song for you to be listening to in your car.
It is.
And then to have in your head on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look what it brought us. It probably brought our listeners some joy in the last minute and
a
half.
You need like a...
I have the same songs in my head a lot.
All right.
Like Do the Hustles in my head all the time.
I always have... The Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band, Rubber Band Man.
That's the Spinners. Hey, y'all,
prepare yourself. Off the jam.
That's the song we'll play.
Yeah, we can play Rubber Band Man on the way out.
Yeah, that's the Spinners. That's a classic.
I feel like we've played Rubber Band Man on the program
before. We have,
probably.
Rubber Band.
It's been a long time. It's one of my favorite scenes in Stripes.
In this scene, all the computers are going to dance to Rubber Band Man.
Speaking of that, because you were talking about...
Yes.
You were talking about robot... strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, that's because they play Rubber Band Man in the movie Stripes when they go to the female wrestling mud matches.
Maybe that's why it was on your brain.
Maybe, you know, Rihanna, Rubber Band Man, it kind of meshed together.
Hold on, you just reminded me of something when you said something. But
anyway. You just reminded me of something when you said something.
But anyway, did you see this thing about the guy at the Cubs game who grabbed the foul ball?
Yes,
from the kid?
I did. I saw it.
Okay, what happened? I didn't.
There was a foul ball that like went under this kid's seat, but he probably could have got it. But then this guy behind him picked it up and was like,
yep.
And now he's like America's most wanted. Like everybody wants him to be crucified, basically.
Because he didn't give the ball back to the kid. Because the guy, the groundskeeper who were the third base, whoever the player, maybe it was a player that threw the ball to the kid. Everybody saw that it was intended for the kid in the
Correct.
Front row. Goes through the kid's legs and goes one row up, and the guy sitting behind the kid grabs the ball and goes, oh!
Yeah. You know? It wasn't intended for the 50-year-old with the goatee.
But he turned
for the kid.
He turned and he gave it to, like, some woman, like an older middle-aged woman next to him.
I don't care.
No, that was at a different ball game, I think.
No, right. You took what wasn't yours,
but
sir.
Yeah, he is public enemy number one on Facebook right now. And then I understand that the Cubs did something nice for that kid at the end. They got him a hobby Baez ball.
Oh, he had already given a kid the ball.
Oh,
there's
earlier, he gave the kid a ball. So, I mean, I guess he got, you know, a second
See?
One.
See? So it was fake news. fake news, ladies
anyway,
and gentlemen.
And I think the Cubs got, for the kid, they're allowing him to have Geno for a day.
They are.
The Ricketts rented
and
Geno.
They
for
rented
him.
Geno, and they got lots of Lydia's sauce. They're going to put it all over his pasta noodles for the kid.
Dude, I was down there last Friday.
Geno's going to make you noodles. Is that solve everything?
Geno's going to make you Arrabbiata Lydia's. Sound good?
I was down there last Friday for a work event. It is just, it never ceases to amaze me that it's just pandemonium.
It's a bar.
It's but you could be down there at like 2 o'clock.
It's like going to Country Thunder.
It's
like an awesome
stadium.
1 o'clock
on a
Wednesday.
1 o'clock on
a
Wednesday.
Awesome.
It is.
I'm a White Sox fan.
I can't
deny
Wrigley
Field's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Let me think.
I mean,
it's. hold on. We're just jealous.
No, we're not because
no,
the,
we're mad because we tore down our
the original
stadium.
Yeah, you actually have a Comiskey Park T-shirt on Baseball Palace of the World,
which it was.
They could have done, you know, and that was a whole issue with Reinsdorf saying he wanted to leave and move the Sox down to Florida, and then Big Jim Thompson coming in and saying, no, the state will help you guys fund this, and we'll build this stadium here. I don't know.
They should have just renovated the old one.
I guess if you have to look at it one way or another, you're like, well, we could have been sitting in a situation where the White Sox could be the Florida White Sox right now, or we could be happy that we just have them still here in Chicago, because either way you look at it, Reinsdorf was going to never, you know.
You renovate it, you add to it.
The Sox. But here's the thing. Nobody had done anything like that yet before
right.
in baseball. So the idea, like all the White Sox saw was, I think, pretty much what had happened at Camden Yards, because I think Camden Yards was before they built the new cell. So that was like the new prototype of what all the new baseball fields. And then you had Jacobs Field, obviously, but the Comiskey was like, nope, we want a new ballpark. We want a new ballpark. And now you look and see what the Cubs have done and what they're probably doing. You know, I don't know what they've done at Fenway. I'm pretty sure that they've done a lot of stuff up there, too. But
you got to hang on to this stuff like that.
Like old Yankee Stadium, though, a lot of people were upset about that, too.
Yeah, you know, even but though look they at built Soldier an exact, Field.
Like, supposed replica.
Soldier Field, they were able to maintain the originality, kind of, and drop that huge toilet bowl on top of it.
Yeah, I don't know, it looks weird. The huge toilet bowl. Yeah.
But it looks halfway all right.
Yeah.
Too bad they stink.
I don't know. They're in camp right now. A lot of Mitchell Trubisky talk.
Yeah, sports talk.
Sports talk. So, yeah, Trubisky looks pretty good, apparently.
Yeah, sports talk.
Yeah.
We need a sports talk
Trubisky.
Theme song. What's the sports talk theme song?
I know Rihanna.
No.
Gonna make you.
No. Hey, sports talk. That's Rihanna.
That doesn't fit at all.
Sure it does. That's what they do on the sports stations here.
How about this?
Sports Talk with Bill.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Stadiums.
Tonight, Carlos Rodon. Get it together.
No, who knows?
Who knows? You do know.
I do. Yes, I do. I listen to it.
That's my daughter's favorite song, by the way.
Thunderstruck?
She's one.
That's what they do. They still do Thunderstruck at Guaranteed Rate Field?
Of course they do.
Before the games?
Yeah.
It's a nice little tradition that they...
Fantastic song.
I wonder what the royalties they have to pay AC/DC for that are like, you know?
I think AC/DC is probably pretty happy.
AC/DC. I'm probably happy about it. AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Hey, have you ever heard of that AC/DC?
My kid's acting all crazy listening to AC/DC again.
I bought him a right-handed disc and found it in the dumpster.
And I looked through all its data.
I found a Highway to Hell t-shirt in his drawer.
Yeah. What is this Back in Black stuff?
This is like Mike Pence's house. What is this Highway to Hell?
Mike Pence.
Explain yourself!
Discovers son's AC/DC album. Throws hissy fit.
Get out! Take the Corolla.
Take the Corolla.
Cool off for a little bit.
I'll tell you what, the lady that from last week's show that was in the bar in Wisconsin, she's got some AC/DC albums.
Oh, she's got AC/DC all over.
Yeah.
CDs all over her car. Highway to Hell. Who made who? Back in Black.
That's the other thing you say.
Razor's Edge.
That's the other thing you say during your job interview. Listen, you're going to love me. I got AC/DC CDs all over my car.
I think I had every AC/DC album.
You did have a lot.
It was a goal of mine to buy every CD and then stack them nicely in a row in my CD holder tower.
A CD holder tower.
Yeah, the CD holder tower was kind of a telltale sign of what this
success.
Kid was. Yeah, it was like, who is this kid? You see that tower.
I was like, man, this dude's got 25 AC/DC.
And then if you got to college and you like hated some kid and you were in like at a party, you just go into his bedroom and kick his tower down.
Snap it over your knee.
They'd be like, how you like that? For charging me $5 for that cup.
What happened there? How did you go from being so meticulous to such a psycho? Alcohol.
Yeah. Makes you do strange things.
That's the other thing the guy said in the TED Talk. He goes, here's the final straw. When AI discovers drinking.
Oh, drunk robots?
That's how you destroy the robots. You start giving them drinks. You know, like this world, if they want to beat AI, we got to get sober. We got to make the robots all drunks.
Just overload them in oil and gasoline.
Overloaded in oil and gasoline, feeling very drunk. Data.
Zuckerberg arrested for feeding Zimas to his robot in order to control his mind.
It's control the data plan.
Control the data management of the household.
Yeah.
I got my robot drunk again.
He was getting too smart for me.
He's getting too darn smart for me.
Gave him 62 Zimas last night. Kicked him right in the face.
Told him it was 7-up.
Told him it was over.
Them AI robots, they can't. It's crazy. They can do everything in the world. They can't tell Zima from 7-Up.
He's down at Passages now getting some help.
Passages. That's a robot treatment facility center?
Passages.
They're all reading the Bible. The robots are reading
the
Bible.
The alien Bible.
No, right. Passages is like Tony Robbins giving speeches to like...
Robot Tony Robbins.
Robot Tony Robbins giving speeches to like... All these alcoholic
robots.
You
guys all have self-worth.
RBTR, robot Tony Robbins.
You're better than this. Beep, boop, bop.
Relax
boop.
On the data. Moderation on the data.
Beep, boop, bop, bop. Beep, beep. Beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, bop.
At Passages Malibu.
Yeah.
Robot Joel. Man. Don't get me started on Robot Joel.
Yeah, we haven't heard him in a while.
I am not.
Spilly bop 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 bop, Robot Joe.
I am programmed to bring the word of the Lord.
Da-doo.
Beep boop bop boop.
The spinoff of Robot Mom, the show. It's the.
Dilly lap dap no, Robot Joel Austin.
Scripture. Billy bop 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 bop.
The Bible.
Man.
Bible Week with David Lee Roth.
Works.
This Week in the Bible with David Lee Roth.
If you want to destroy all the robots, you just send them to Bible Week with David Lee Roth.
Get them drunk?
No, David Lee Ross.
Adult film actor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a crazy episode that's been. A lot of data talk. We talked
about data.
Talked about fear of...
We basically talked about the end of the world.
Yeah, we're nervous. I'm nervous about
it. Eddie's really nervous.
I am. This is the stuff I've been thinking about lately. I'm watching too much news. I'm watching too much TED. I'm getting too much TED talks.
Yeah.
Watch your data,
technology, right? Entertainment. What is the last one?
Design.
I almost said decisions. Yep.
What's
hey, you know that TED at technology education decisions or entertainment design?
What's on the agenda this weekend, boys?
I'm going to Wisconsin to play in a golf tournament.
Okay. Nice. Where in Wisconsin?
Near the Powers Lake area. It's like a charity thing.
Okay. What you're just families up there?
Correct.
Very nice. Pat?
Nothing. No plans. Yeah. Staying home with Mike. My wife's going up to visit our daughter.
Oh,
camp,
nice.
You know?
Just a boys' weekend.
What about you,
boys' weekend?
I will be bartending, actually, when the show plays. I will have finished that shift by then. I'm going to work Friday night, and then I will be relaxing on Saturday. Just a little
well-deserved.
Yeah, just a weekend of relaxing. Yeah.
Have some cheese fries.
Good. Yeah. Are you going? Well, don't think too much. That's most important. We try not to do that on this program. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this show, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour at FreeCracked, FreeCraic.com, or you can search for us on iTunes by using the search terms FreeCrack, CRAIC, again.
Mm-hmm.
The show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia.
Yeah.
Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's the Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
Yes.
They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6:30, or at 6, and the sessions start at 7.
Spit it out.
Yeah,
I'm overthinking it.
Yeah.
It's a great show, and it airs right after this.
So. Absolutely. Tune into it.
Well, we were going to do Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, I think it is.
Rubber Band.
Mike.
There it is.
It's nice to have you back again with us.
Good to see you again.
Until next week, take care of your data. So high.
them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound this cat put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the man got down when it finally reached his nose. Time.